from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And it is time for our Friar Friday interview. We're excited to have with us the Padres' newest outfielder, Bryce Johnson, back in the starting lineup tonight at Fenway Park as the Padres take on the Boston Red Sox. And Bryce, the thing that caught my eye right away watching you play earlier this week here in San Diego against the Nationals, you're really, really fast. This is something I'm sure you're aware of. Were you always, like, first time you ever had a race in the schoolyard, did you win? Like, were you just fast right out of the gate, or is it something that's developed?
No, I think, I don't think anybody touched me growing up when I was, on the track. As a matter of fact, growing up, my first sport was football, and I played receiver, so I had to be fast, kind of, I guess.
Bryce, one of the things that I've learned about you in your short period of time with the Padres is you didn't start switch hitting until you were in college. That's pretty unusual, considering that a lot of guys start off pretty early. But just tell us a little bit about your journey and switch hitting and kind of figuring it out as you went along.
Yeah, grew up, I could always switch hit. My dad would always swing me to the other side. Natural side's right-handed, but he'd swing me left-handed, and, we kind of fool around. He'd throw, and, I developed a swing that he noticed. Now, obviously, growing up, I never, hit left-handed or anything, but he noticed it. And then high school came around. As a matter of fact, I tried out my junior year on varsity. I told our head coach, John Pope, I was like, hey, do you mind if I go up here? It was just a quick little scrimmage, exhibition game before our season started. You mind if I go up here and hit left-handed and try it out? And he said, yeah, that's fine. Went up there, struck out on 6 pitches left-handed, and told him, I'm never going to do this again. You ain't got to worry about it. And then obviously went to Sam Houston. Never thought about doing that ever again. Went to Sam Houston, and then my sophomore year of college, our head coach, Matt Deggs, at the time, had a huge glass window that you could see into our cages. And we were just about to leave for Christmas, summer. And I was in there fooling around with a bunch of the guys, and I was hitting left-handed off the machine, and obviously somehow was, at that time, crushing the ball off the machine left-handed. He saw that, called me into the office before fall practice started, and said, hey, I saw you hitting left-handed. And he goes, do you, you want to try this out? And I go, I've tried this before, and it didn't go well. So he said, let's go ahead and just try it, bunting with my speed and everything, just getting down the line and all that. And I said, that's cool. And we went all fall, kind of most of the time working on the bunt. And then about halfway through, I started taking live ABs and stuff, swinging, and then we developed the swing, and, you know, ever back since then. We took it into the that season, and 2 days before our first game, he called me in and said, "Hey, are you sure you want to do this?" And I said, "Yes," and we have ran with it since then.
That's a good story. Bryce Johnson is with us, the switch-hitting outfielder for the San Diego Padres. Bryce, I know you've been in the big leagues with the Giants, so this wasn't, you know, that eye-opening for you. I mean, I'm sure you're very excited when you got the news to come to San Diego from El Paso. But you're stepping in right now for a pretty good player, Fernando Tatis Jr. There aren't too many guys anywhere that could, you know, step in for that. What did the Padres tell you about what they're hoping to get and kind of how they want you to go about, you know, playing right field in the, you know, in the interim without, you know, putting too much pressure on it all?
Yeah, you know, obviously you can't replace a Tatis. That's a one-of-a-kind player. But, no, I just do, you know, I talk to Schiltz, and, you know, I play my game, kind of like how the last couple of games have been going. You know, whatever I can do to help the team win, move runners, you know, use my speed, and then obviously defense first for me, so play great defense out in right field and, you know, do what I do out there. But, yeah, it's just, you know, be myself, be who I am, and continue to just, you know, help whatever it is to help the team out. And that's my job, and that's what I'm going to just continue to do.
Bryce Johnson joins us here on Gwen and Chris, one of the new Padres outfielders. And Bryce, just talk a little bit about having to toggle between roles and some of the difficulties doing that at the big league level. You know, obviously when you're down, you know, playing Triple A, you're playing every day. Now you're coming off the bench. Right now you're getting a chance to play a lot, obviously, with Tati down. But just talk about having to navigate being in and out of different roles in the situation you're in at the big league level.
Yeah, I did a lot with the Giants. I did a lot of that coming off the bench, starting, you know, once or twice a week, and then, you know, coming off the bench. It's a tough role. I mean, you got guys, you know, throwing 100 now coming out of that pen. You don't see many guys throwing below 95, so you got to be ready. And I always say that's probably the toughest job, you know, on the baseball field is, you know, coming off the bench cold, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth inning, you know, ready to pinch hit. And it's tough, but, you know, that's the job we signed up for and all that. Right. So, you know, being a role player, you got to, you know, take it and run with it, you know, get your work in during the game, before the game, know what's going to happen during, or hopefully know what your role is going to be going into that game. And, you know, you just take that and you just figure out what you got to do to get ready for that game.
Bryce Johnson with us as the Padres get set to take on the Boston Red Sox. And you're getting to play tonight in Fenway Park. I don't know that you got to play there when you were with San Francisco. I mean, this is one of the most famous baseball arenas in the world. Right field, you got Pesky's pole. You got a short little fence there that if you jump over, you could wind up in the stands. How excited are you about tonight? And how much preparation is there going to be just to make sure you're comfortable out there?
Yeah, I actually was here back in 2016 with the Cape Cod League. We had a little showcase here, a little small scrimmage, stuff like that. So I kind of that was a long time ago, but I kind of, you know, got the feel of what this place looks like and, you know, feels like. Obviously, you know, not a packed house, but I can't wait for that. But yeah, I think it's just, you know, enjoying the moment, looking around. I mean, this is what you play for, is to be able to play in stadiums like this. You know, and yeah, I just plan on having fun with it and just enjoying my time out there.
Last one for me, Bryce. I mean, the last three games have been pretty exciting, considering all of the different things that goes on. You know, very few have been on the field when things can get hectic like that. What is the number one rule for you when benches clear, dugouts clear, bullpen's clear? What is the number one rule when you get out there?
So it's funny. This is the second time it's happened to me where we've kind of cleared benches like we did, and I was actually down in the tunnel in the cage getting ready for my AB. So I wasn't like in the – twice now where I haven't been in the dugout when it's happened, and I have to come running out when it's already happening. I'm late to the party, and I got to try to make myself look like I was actually in the scuffle. So I'm hoping one of these days I could get out there, you know, on time and, you know, make something happen. But, you know, it's cool. It was exciting. That was that was really, you know, fun to be a part of and see. And then, you know, having, you know, Manny hit the home run right after, you know, just sent everybody in a frenzy. But it was really cool.
What did that tell you about your new teammates, Bryce? I mean, I thought that game made a loud statement to everybody that, you know, first, don't mess around with the Padres. Second, if you do, you might have to, you might get, you know, get burned. You know, Manny mm-hmm. comes through. I mean, the timing of that couldn't have been written any better by a Hollywood script.
Yeah. I mean, Manny says it all the time, too. He tells us, we hear him talk about it. You know, everybody here has each other's backs. And, you know, seeing that happen, you know, having Profar's back in those situations and, you know, him coming through after that just shows you, you know, how tight this bond is here. And how close these guys are, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, and just get, you know, take it and run with it, and have fun.
Well, we're happy you're a part of it too, Bryce. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us. Enjoy the weekend in Boston. Back to Dallas, which is, I guess, probably a little closer to where you grew up, right, in Texas. So that should be a fun trip for you.
Well,
and then we'll see you back in San Diego. But keep it going, man. Good to have you aboard.
Awesome, thank you, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.